Hi everyone, welcome to the show. I'm Tiffany.
And I'm Laura.
And we went to a really fun place.
都不理我，给你个爱心。
Okay, that's
right.
We went to a really fun place last time, actually.
We went to 大道城。 It's so famous that it's even in lots of movies. 在电影里面就是大道城也有，对不对？ And also, I think it's actually one of the places that a lot of couples, I think our dads and moms, 就是我们爸爸妈妈那个年代, used to go there for a date.
Oh, so cute. Now, what would you consider to be one of your favorite places in Taipei?
In Taipei, 可能是... 我可以讲出那个百货公司的名字吗?
Sure.
Okay, I think I like visiting night markets, actually. Okay. 其实我蛮喜欢去逛夜市四一七。 Okay, so maybe, it's actually kind of, you're familiar with that, Shiling Night Market, okay. Or actually, there are lots of night markets I can think of. Even in like Taichung, 逢甲夜市, it's also very famous.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, so we went to Dadalton last time. Do you guys want to learn more about what this place is like?
Okay, let's take a look.
Dadalcheng, the old and new Taipei.
请在每句朗读后一起跟着念哦! Let's go!
Emma and Anne meet at Baiman MRT station and plan their day.
So, where are you taking me today?
Dadalcheng. We can shop at Dihua Street and then ride bikes along the Dunshui River.
I thought Dihua Street is only popular during Chinese New Year.
Not anymore.
Area for pet stores. Let's go. I can't wait to check it out.
Emma and Anne arrive at Dihua Street.
We're at Yonglo Market. Besides the market, there are lots of cafes and restaurants here too. What's this store over here?
This is a bookstore, cafe, and shop. There's a lot of traditional art, but with a modern look.
Oh, can we go in there?
Sure, let's take a look.
Emma and Anne enter the store.
Word power!
Shop. Shop. Shop, shopped, shopped. Mum shops for fruits and vegetables at the local market. Mum shops for fruits and vegetables at the local market. Shop, shop. My uncle's shop sells TVs, fans, and phones. My uncle's shop sells TVs, fans, and phones. Besides, besides, besides dogs, I also like cats and birds. Besides dogs, I also like cats and birds. Traditional, traditional. My mom can make traditional Chinese food like rice cakes. My mom can make traditional Chinese food like rice cakes. Modern, modern, modern computers are getting smaller and faster. Modern computers are getting smaller and faster.
All right, so for this article, we first start with a scenario. It says Emma and Anne meet at Bayman MRT station and plan their day.
They're so pretty.
I know.
Okay, 我们来看一下 Emma 跟 Anne, okay, 在北门的捷运站见面。然后呢，他们就开始要计划一天的行程。Yeah, a lot of friends, they actually meet at the MRT station when they're going out together, right?
Right, it's just an easier place to meet and to gather around. Mm-hmm. All right, so it's conversation, and Anne says, so where are you taking me today?
Anne is so cute. Okay, Anne 就说，那么你今天要带我去哪里呢? Where are you taking me?
And of course, Emma, the beautiful girl, she says, 大道城. We can shop at Dihua Street and then ride bikes along the Dansui River.
Wow, Emma's got it all planned out.
I know.
Okay. So Emma 也是个好朋友，她都已经计划好一天的行程。他们要去大道城，然后我们可以在什么迪化街，我觉得迪化街的英文 Dihua Street,
Dihua Street.
你会觉得那是哪里？其实就是迪化街。OK, 然后呢沿着淡水河哇这个可以骑脚踏车耶好棒哦
It's actually really nice. So they can shop, which is also a word pair word, and it's spelled S-H-O-P, shop. Shop here is used as a verb, and it means to look around and buy stuff for maybe yourself or for other people. Okay, sometimes you can also shop at the grocery store, so to buy groceries or to buy vegetables,to cook when you go home, or sometimes you can even shop at the mall or shop at the department store. For example, we can say, Mom shops for fruits and vegetables at the local market. Mom shops for fruits and vegetables at the local market.
OK, 我们来看一下 shop 当作动词来用，当然就有购物的意思，因为我们都知道 shopping 就是血拼，有没有 ？OK, shop 的这个动词跟过去式跟过去分词的变化，我们来学一下，就是 shopped， 记得要重复 p s h o p p e d shopped。OK, we can shop at a place like what Tiffany said， 就是可能在杂货店啦 ，shop at a grocery store， 或者 shop at a mall or a department store， 可能在百货公司购物中心逛街。Now, where do you like to shop?
I like to shop sometimes in the store, or sometimes I shop online.
没错，我其实觉得现在很多人 we love to shop online, 就是我们很喜欢在网路网买网拍，就是购物这样的概念。那有时候呢，哎，你可能会觉得说一整天都可以逛街，逛到很开心，就是 they shopped all day, or just means they spend the day shopping, or sometimes we can say shop until you drop.
Oh, yes.
逛到剃腿的一个概念哦。Okay, let's take a look at our example sentence earlier. 就是 mom, 就是妈妈在本地的市集 local market, 购买这个蔬菜跟水果。
All right, next. So Anne says, I thought Dihua Street is only popular during Chinese New Year. So, right. Most of the time, people go to Dihua Street to buy, we can say, like, 年货, right?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. The Chinese,
Chinese
is
getting better. Yeah, to buy that during Chinese New Year.
我觉得突然 Tiffany 的中文怎么有时候时好时坏。今天是好的哦。Okay, 所以他就是 Anne 就说，哎，我以为迪化街只有在这个 Chinese New Year, 就是农历的新年时候才非常的就是很夯啊，很有人气啊，或是很热闹这样的意思。I don't think so. What does Emma say?
Yeah, Emma says, not anymore. It's now a cool area full of hip stores. So, yeah, it's actually a place where, yes, you still, of course, go there to buy stuff for Chinese New Year. But also, in addition to that, there's a lot of hip stores. Now, hip here just means something that is very cool or very fashionable. So you could say, oh, you look very hip today, or you're very stylish today. Not just today, but every day. Or, of course, we can use trend.To describe something that is very, very popular now. So, for example, we can say, oh, this type of clothing is very trendy now. Or it's a trend-setting thing. Or you could be a trendsetter.
Okay, so Emma 了，当然就是说，哎呦，不是再是这样子啦，就是不是只有过年的时候才要去迪化街，因为现在呢，迪化街是一个充满怎么样潮流店铺的，就是酷炫的地区。我们来看一下 ，not anymore 就是再也不怎么样，不再是什么什么，而 hip 是什么呢？当然就是指非常的时尚的，非常的时髦的，像是我们中文常会说，哦，你很 fashion，that's wrong， 应该要说 fashionable，这是一个形容词，就跟 hip 一样，它是一个形容词，或者我们可以用 trendy。Okay, trend 其实就是潮流 ，OK， 那如果你是引领这个时尚或是趋势，你就是非常的 trendy， 很时尚的 ，or you're a trendsetter，就是你是引领时尚的人。
All right, so next, the Anne says,let's go. I can't wait to check it out. So check it out means that you want to look at something because it's very interesting to you.
OK, 所以Anne就说，欸，那我们走吧，我等不及要一探究竟。Check something out, 就可能说去某个地方看一下，查一查，了解一下状况哦。OK, like for example, sometimes you could also check somebody out,你可以打量某人，可能因为很正。像是 when Tiffany walked into the room, all the guys were checking her out.
Oh, really?
I know, I was checking out the guys, they were checking you out. Okay, let's continue reading. Go back to the article.
All right, so back in the article. So I guess Emma and Anne, they actually went on their way to go to Dihua Street. So they arrived there. Another scenario says Emma and Anne arrive at Dihua Street.
Wow, so 我们场景就看到 Emma 跟 Anne 她抵达到了迪化街咯。And of course, there's that famous 永乐市场, I believe.
Yeah, Emma says, right, Yongle Market. Okay, I know in English it's kind of funny, but it's Yongle Market. Besides the market, there are lots of cafes and restaurants here too.
Wow, 所以不知道大家有没有去过现在去这个迪化街。因为呢他们Emma 就带我们来到永乐市场，那你就会发现除了这座市场以外呢，附近怎么还有很多的咖啡厅啦，还有餐厅哦。
So besides the market, there's the restaurants. Now, let's learn about our word power word besides. It's called B-E-S-I-D-E-S, besides.Besides here means in addition to, so plus, or it can be apart from. We can say besides the dessert, everything is ready for dinner. So apart from dessert, everything is ready for dinner. We can also say I love everything.Besides the duck. So if you're at a restaurant, you love all of the dishes apart from the duck. Okay, we can also use it in a sentence like this. Besides dogs, I also like cats and birds. Besides dogs, I also like cats and birds.
OK, 我们来看一下 besides 这个介系词，就是除了什么还有什么。OK, 像是刚刚的例句提到，就是除了狗以外，我还喜欢猫跟鸟哦。OK, or I could also say she wants to learn other languages besides English and French. What would you want to learn?
I'm actually trying to learn some German now.
德文。You should also learn your Chinese as well. 你的中文还是没有那么有时候
了。I'll try.
OK, so let's continue reading.
All right, let's continue reading.The article says, Anne says, what's the store over here? So she sees something interesting. She says, what's the store over here?
在那里的这个那间店是什么呢？
And Emma explains, this is a bookstore, a cafe, and shop.
Wow.
There's a lot of traditional art, but with a modern look. Wow, so it's like 3-in-1 shop. Okay, so we learned a while ago that shop was used as a verb. Now, shop here can also be used as a noun. So let's take a look at when it's used as a noun. Again, it's spelled S-H-O-P, shop.Okay, so shop as a noun is a building or a part of a building where services or goods are sold. So services are things like massage places or haircuts or getting a haircut or sometimes goods like food. So for example, we can go to clothing shops.Jewelry shops, or there's also food shops like cheese shops or meat shops, okay, or grocery shop. We can also use it in a sentence like this. My uncle's shop sells TVs, fans, and phones. My uncle's shop sells TVs, fans, and phones.
OK, 之前我们学到的 shop 是当作动词来用，不过这里呢，本课是当作这个名词来用，有店铺啦，或者是商店的意思。OK, 像是刚刚提到的，就是我舅舅的店铺，他们有卖像是电视啦、fans 风扇，现在好像 I don't buy fans anymore 还有电话哦、mm-hmm. 那其实 store 跟 shop 这两个字有时候呢，其实 they can actually be used interchangeably sometimes, 他们都有商店的意思，但是我觉得特别是美式跟英式英语、mm. 他们有时候呢会有互换的一个概念，就是有时候他们会用这边可能用 shop, 这边就会用 store 这样的概念。我们先来看一下大家统一的都会用的，就是美式英式的都会说像是 a flower shop or gift shop, OK, 就是送礼物的店啊，或是花店，都是用 shop。 那如果呢在美式英语的话，我们会说like maybe a pet store, 就宠物店、oh, right. 可是英国是用 a pet shop、mm. So I think that was pretty interesting. So、right. I want to give examples of that. OK, 不过 大部分来讲的话，其实 shop, store 都有商店的意思啦。
Yeah, just sometimes British and British English and US English areA little bit different sometimes.、Yeah. All right, we also saw another word, prior word here. We saw the word traditional. Yeah, this word is spelled T-R-A-D-I-T-I-O-N-A-L. Traditional.
Big word.
Traditional is an adjective and it means to describe a custom or a belief that a group of people follow for a long time. So we follow traditions, okay? And then we do things that are traditional. For example, we eat a lot of traditional food during Chinese New Year, like fish and dumplings, okay? For example, we can use traditional in a sentence like this. My mom can make traditional Chinese foodLike rice cakes. My mom can make traditional Chinese food like rice cakes.
OK, 我们都知道传统的名词就是 tradition. 那如果要表示传统的什么什么，我们要用 traditional 这个形容词，跟本课的这个形容词是一样的。像是呢，我的妈妈她会做像是年糕等等的一些传统中式料理 traditional Chinese food, 或者我们常常会提到就是说一个假日我们可能会通常做一个节日可能会做什么事情，像是在国外来 it's traditional to eat turkey, okay, and cranberry sauce on Thanksgiving, 感恩节当然就是要吃火鸡啦、
yeah.
okay, and we also saw the word modern, didn't we?
Yes, we saw the word modern.It's spelled M-O-D-E-R-N, modern. Modern here is an adjective and it means a word that describes something that is very up to date or something that is happening right now in our present day. So we can say smartphones are very modern, but dial up phones where you have to punch in the numbers and they are not modern anymore. Okay, or you can say they're old fashioned. We can use modern in a sentence like this.Modern computers are getting smaller and faster. Modern computers are getting smaller and faster.
OK, 现代的 OK, 就是 modern 这个形容词。像是呢刚刚例句提到就是现代的电脑不仅变得越来越小也运作得越来越快哦。Mm. 那其实呢我觉得现在的社会有一个非常严重的问题就是污染，而且是水质的污染。Mm. So I can say water pollution is a growing problem in the modern world.
Yes, I agree as well.
Okay, so 刚刚提到的就是 Emma 她就说那既是一间书店啦还是一间咖啡店跟商店，所以它是三合一的一个 shop. Okay, 那我们其中还看到 cafe 这个字。Okay, notice this word is not pronounced coffee. 我不知道为什么大家都会把 cafe 念错。
Because it's a French word, right?
因为它是个法文字。那它是 coffee, 其实是咖啡，但拼法完全不同，是 C-O-F-F-E-E. 那 cafe 其实就等于 coffee shop.就是咖啡店或是它有小餐馆这样的意思、mm-hmm. 所以在那边有很多现代这个样貌现代化的样貌的传统艺术作品哦。这里的 look 是当作名词来用，有外观啦或是样貌的意思。
Right, so let's continue reading.
Yeah, Anne learned so many words.
Yeah, a lot of words. Anne says, oh, can we go in there?
Of course, she sounds interested. Anne 就说、oh, 那我们可以进去吗
And then Emma says, sure, let's take a look.
当然可以，我们去瞧瞧吧。Take a look 当然就是看一下这样的意思。
Right, and then we see that the article ends with Emma and Anne. They enter the store, so they go to check out the store.
I want to go and check out that store as well.But first, let's go to our magic box.
Magic box, 找亮点。
Hi everyone, welcome to today's magic box. This is Emily. 今天呢，我们要来聊聊 hip 这个字。等等哦，不是在指屁屁的这个 hip。这里的 hip 呢，当作形容词用，表示非常时髦的，或者是，我想想看有什么样的中文可以更贴切的表达这个字的意思。就是潮，我们会用潮这个字来形容一个东西很时髦，或者是正在火红当中。那也可以用 hip 这个字呢，来形容一个人很跟得上潮流。同样呢，英文里的 hip 也可以这样用哦。那像是课文里面形容大道城的这一句话 ，It's now a cool area full of hip stores。现在大道城里面呢，可是充满各种潮店呢。只不过呢，大家也要注意一下，我们就把就像我们会把潮这个字用在比较非正式的场合一样 hip 也是偏向比较非正式的用语哦尽管呢是比较非正式的用语 hip 作为形容词也是有三态变化的啦猜到了吗没错就是 hip hipper hippest 现在就让我们来学学 hip 这个字该怎么用某种程度上来讲呢它就跟英文里面的 cool 很像所以呢我们也可以像刚刚的课文那样用了Hip 来形容一样事物，比如说 ，My friend knows how to get into the hippest restaurants in Taipei。我朋友超厉害的，他总是能够进去全台北最受欢迎的餐厅，总是可以想到办法订到位置。这里的 hippest restaurants 就是在说 the most popular restaurants 啦。当然，我们可以用 hip 来形容人，比如说呢，我们可以用以下的句子来形容我的朋友 Brandy。Brandy is very hip. She knows a lot about the latest fashion trends. Brandy 她超潮的，知道很多有关于最新时尚潮流的情报哦。那么在这里再多教你一个东西，如果我们要说对某一样东西或者是潮流很有感的话呢，我们可以用。Be hip to something 来表示哦所以呢刚刚我用来表示 Brandy 那句话我就可以改写成 Brandy is hip to what's going on in the fashion world Brandy 呢对时尚圈的东西很有感好啦那换我来考考你们了该怎么说那间咖啡厅逐渐成为一个流行拜访的地点呢等等来对答案哦 The answer is The cafe is becoming a hip place to visit你答对了吗？
Wait for it. It's review time. 复习时间到喽。
All right, it's our review time, and today we're going to do something different. We're going to guess the definition. Oh, I'm going to give you the definition.
Okay, I'm going to guess the word. Okay, yes. 所以你们要从 Tiffany 老师的这个 definition, 就是她的这个意思,这个字义当中去猜猜到底是哪一个字。要比我快哦。Okay, go.
All right, this word means that something that has been done for a long, long,
traditional.
Long, oh, she's good. All right, this word means apart from.Apart from.
除了什么 besides.、
This actually can mean a verb and a noun.、You can either go buy something.
Shop.
Or you can, oh my gosh, you're really good. And the last one is, this word is something that is very up to date. Something very now.
New.
Yes.
New.
Close.
Modern.
Yeah. All right. So
well, I almost forgot the last word. You guys probably beat me. 你们可能比我先想到最后一个字。Okay. So, well, we had so much fun, but don't go away because tomorrow we also have more about 大道城。
大道城 The old and new Taipei.Emma and Anne meet at Bayman.MRT station and plan their day.
So, where are you taking me today?
大道城 We can shop at 迪化 Street and then ride bikes along the 淡水 River.
I thought 迪化 Street is only popular during Chinese New Year.
Not anymore. It's now a cool area full of hip stores.
Let's go. I can't wait to check it out.
Emma and Anne arrive at 迪化 Street.
We're at Yongle Market. Besides the market, there are lots of cafes and restaurants here too.
What's this store over here?
This is a bookstore, cafe, and shop. There's a lot of traditional art, but with a modern look.
Oh, can we go in there?
Sure, let's take a look.
Emma and Anne enter the store.Shop, shop, shop, shopped, shopped. Mom shops for fruits and vegetables at the local market. Mom shops for fruits and vegetables at the local market. Shop, shop. My uncle's shop sells.TVs, fans, and phones. My uncle's shop sells TVs, fans, and phones. Besides, besides, besides dogs, I also like cats and birds. Besides dogs, I also like cats and birds.Traditional, traditional. My mom can make traditional Chinese food like rice cakes. My mom can make traditional Chinese food like rice cakes. Modern, modern. Modern computers are getting smaller and faster. Modern computers are getting smaller and faster.